AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I wish I could take that bag. I really do.
Susan Smith was denied parole in South Carolina. She has been in prison for killing her two young sons 30 years ago by rolling her car into a lake while they were strapped in their car seats.
I know that what I did was horrible. And I would give anything if I could go back and change it.
Prosecutors had long said Smith killed her 3-year-old and 14-month-old sons because a man she was having an affair with suggested the boys were the reason they didn't have a future together. Jose Ibarra was sentenced to life in prison today, convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Ibarra was in the country illegally. Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz met privately with senators to shore up support. A House Ethics Committee decision looms about releasing a report on Gaetz involving allegations of sexual misconduct. This is South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
Matt is a very, very smart guy. And these allegations will be dealt with in committee, but he deserves a chance to confront his accusers, and the process is turning into a lynch mob.
President-elect Trump says he has chosen former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker to serve as U.S. Ambassador to NATO. The U.S. is giving anti-personnel mines to Ukraine to help slow the Russian advance. A major storm is sweeping across the Northwest with strong winds and rain. At least one person has died. A huge tree fell on Wendy Harrington's home near Seattle.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
The system is expected to move into Northern California. This is AP News. A movie linked to a deadly shooting made its big screen debut. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Rust is premiering at the International Film Festival of the Art of Cinematography Camera Image in Turin, Poland. The premiere is dedicated to cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was shot on the set in Santa Fe, New Mexico in 2021. Star and co-producer Alec Baldwin pointed a gun at Hutchins during a rehearsal when it went off. A New Mexico judge dismissed an involuntary manslaughter charge against him. Hutchins' mother, Olga Solovey, says she refuses to attend the premiere because Baldwin has refused to apologize to her and will unjustly profit from killing her daughter. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The Right to Die activist behind a new suicide capsule says he rejects absurd allegations that the woman from the U.S. who was said to be the first user may have actually been strangled. Philip Nitschke says he wasn't on hand for the woman's death in September. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.